Month, this last 2 months, we've been looking at the core values of our church, which the things that bind us together, and they're listed on the front of your bulletin. There's, I believe, six core values, and today we're looking at the core value of discovering. I wonder if we could have some help. I'd like to give you something. It's not a very big gift, but Dylan and Imani, if you would offer each person something to help you remember a core value. And they'll be around as I speak. As promised, you do get two for the price of one when you come to Mountain Community Mennonite Church. You got a sermon with Children's Church. And I can't top that one, Ray. Thanks. Thanks for that. I'll try and move briskly because we do have another special celebration. We call it potluck. Before I go to the happy hunting ground, I hope I can reframe it as a feast. Potlucks Mennonites do pretty good. Feasts are what the early Christians and the Hebrews did. In fact, if you had somebody with you at worship, they called them priests, they were ministers, they were elders, they had only two jobs. One is to make sure the offering went well, and number two, to make sure that there was a feast after every worship. It's the feast of the celebration of our Christ. So stay with us for potluck and discover maybe God among us. So our core value today, discovery. And we're really going to be talking about seeds and ladders. Depending on the version you read, it's Jacob's ladder or it's Jacob's stair. A stair, depending on the translation. Something we climb up to get somewhere. Genesis 28, Matthew 13, discover God. You might recognize the story of Jacob's ladder in Genesis. You might remember there was some fear there. Please read Genesis 28, the whole chapter, because there's some richness there. Jacob had a little conflict because he's asked by Isaac to move out, to leave, to go on a journey. And you know, Isaac didn't give him a roadmap. He just said, get out of here. Go find a wife. And so Jacob had to be obedient. And you remember the parables of Jesus. This section has six parables. Just like our six core values, Jesus told six parables. We're going to look at two briefly today. So, our core values come from Scripture, our discovery comes from our journey. And hopefully you got a map. If you look carefully, your map is of California. And that's not my geographical persuasion, but it's just what was there. Scriptures today ask a simple question. Where's God? Where's God when I need hope? Well, the idea here is that we discover God with a map, and the map happens to be Scripture. And in that map is a story of a temporary world, a field, and there's also a story of one who comes to give us unconditional love. Do we find humans more loving, more forgiving than a Trinity God? I haven't found that yet. So I got to use this map. I got to figure it out with this map. Well, before we answer some of these questions, try something with me. And you're not allowed to sleep now. But I'm asking you, close your eyes, okay? Just close your eyes just for a moment. Take two deep breaths. One, two. Now calm your random thoughts, those little thoughts that run around your head every day. Release busy worries and walk quietly, just for a moment, back in time. Remember your younger child? Remember when there were few cares? Remember you were innocent and there were no fears about money or illness or loss? Summers lasted forever, didn't they? As you lay in the grass, staring at fluffy clouds rolling by, or perhaps as a child, you waited till twilight stars showered the heavens with a soft white light. Where was God then? Did you need a map to God as you sat on a shady hillside gazing at a peaceful sky? Now open your eyes. Were you somewhere else just for a moment? A place of wonder, perhaps, that you once knew? I was young once. Yep. I dreamed on clouds, and I marveled at the stars in the heavens. I believed that Sunday school song. Maybe our young ones still sing it. I haven't heard it lately. Jesus loves me. This I... I know it. Thank you. I found it once. I had discovered that once. I didn't doubt God's forever presence sitting under that creation dome. I talked to God comfortably whenever I wanted. I pictured a loving Jesus. Yep, that's the one that sheltered children, that put him up on his lap and had him sit there while the disciples flustered and cussed around. Jesus said, "These, you are the kingdom of heaven. Let the children come to me." And I knew where Father God lived looking at those clouds. Did you? I knew in those clouds there was a throne of light. And I believed on the Holy Spirit. It was a mysterious, mystical presence. I didn't ever see it, but it energized my world. And as I grew, my simple world dimmed. My innocence faded. Things got complicated. Let's look at Genesis. Genesis 28. I'll be brief. You read it. It's about discovery. It's about one of our core values. It calls to us Abraham. Remember Abraham? We talked about him. Founding father of our religion. And there's Isaac, his blood relative. And we have Isaac sitting here talking to Jacob. It's kind of a one-on-one. This beloved Jacob. And that's the end of the story, isn't it? Everyone lives happily ever after? Well, no. You see, Jacob hadn't discovered a God of love. So, he's sent out. He has to leave. He has to go on a mission. His mission was find a wife, get married, get out of here, have lots of kids, then we'll talk. Jacob says, okay, leave the familiar, go into the unknown. Hey, man, where's my map? He didn't get one, but he trusts. and he obeys, and he respects the faith tradition of Abraham and Sarah. And as commanded, he leaves home. He abandons his familiar community. His map, the only one he could find, is his dream. And his dream turned in not to be finding a wife. It turned into finding God. So he falls asleep. He's weary. He's traveled. He dreams a ladder. And in one version, in the Hebrew version, it's a stair. It's a staircase. Same idea. So this stair reaches from heaven to earth. Or, in Jacob's perspective, he's looking up and he's going, I don't get it. But at the top, at the very top, is his Lord. He's discovered something. A God that waits. A God that waits for our dreams. And a God that will hold that ladder as we climb it. Y'all got a ladder, don't you? I know you do. I've heard about them. Some of those ladders are shaky. Sometimes there's rungs fall out of them. Sometimes it's a stairway and there's treads missing. We get tripped up, don't we? But there's something at the top. There's a God of love. And Jacob's ladder discovers it. In fact, he is so moved, he says, this is the place. This is a place of God. And he calls it Bethel. Let's discover God in Jesus now. And you know, I don't know about you, but it's hot enough to put me to sleep. So Sharon, if you would open that back door, I would love it. Thank you. Jesus never put anybody to sleep. I'm afraid I don't have that ability. So forgive me. Matthew 13. We've heard these words before, haven't we? Jesus says, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven is like a field. Now stop for a minute. Where's Jesus? He's in a desert. There's a bunch of folks sitting around. Maybe they're standing around, but there's a lot of them. The Bible calls them a multitude. Many. Many more than us. And this multitude is a motley crew. You know what motley is? Not well put together. They were kind of ragtag. And they weren't believers. And they were lost. And they just wandered out in the desert because they heard this guy could help them out a little bit. They were looking for a roadmap. Because you know what? Their lives weren't real good. They were poor and they were feuding. And they were in the middle of a war with the Romans. A motley crew. And they asked Jesus, where's God? Where's God, Jesus? And he tells them six parables. We're going to look at two. He says, discover the kingdom of heaven. Here's a parable of weeds. Verse 24, it starts. There's a farmer. That's simple. The farmer faithfully sows the field, expecting some growth. The work is hard. He plants good seeds. The farmer's weary from work and he falls asleep. Don't you do it yet. But the farmer falls asleep. The master farmer's servants, your version, Don, was slaves. The Greek version is servants. I had to check it in the diglot. I'd like to read this to you, but we're out of time. We'll read that Greek translation a little later. They are not sure where God is, and they don't even trust the farmer. They don't think he's doing a very good job in the field. While the farmer sleeps, the servants are kind of on the side, and an enemy sows
tares among the wheat. My version, the Hebrew version, is tares, T-A-R-E-S. It's directly translated as desert weeds. These weeds consume water, they consume the sunlight, and you saw in the children's story, they choke the wheat. There's no way to deal with those kind of weeds. So the servants of the landowner, discovering this chaos, come back to him and they say, See, you didn't plant good seed in your field. The tares growing among the wheat, it's going to kill your harvest. They're asking him, where's God? Why would God allow weeds to grow in this beautiful field? Would your God do that? Have you discovered a God that lets weeds grow in your life? Why wasn't God watching and protecting? So the master farmer says, take it down a notch. Calm down. Don't pull up the weeds yet. I know they're there. But if you pull up the weeds, the tares, you might pull up good wheat. Don't you do it yet. Let them grow together. Leave it to the reapers to choose. The reapers will discover the weeds. They'll pull the tares out first, and they'll bind them into bundles to be burned. They'll set them aside, and then they'll pick up the good wheat. Well, the 12 disciples are listening closely now. They're trying to discover this God. They're confused. Jesus tells a mustard seed parable in the middle. Read that part. It doesn't have anything to do with weeds. And then the disciples, later that day, they come back. They go, Jesus, that mustard seed thing, I get that. Tell us again about the weeds. Tell us about the seeds and the weeds, Jesus. So he goes after it again. You see, they don't get where God is. They don't understand who they're standing with. They haven't discovered God. But no worries. You know what? I don't know about you, but if the 12 disciples didn't get it, I feel like I'm okay. If I don't understand everything, I'm okay, because here's the 12 disciples, they didn't get it. So Jesus explains again, patiently. Verse 37, look at that one again. It's finally a map kind of like the map you got, because it's real clear. It's the map needed to discover God. Listen to Jesus. I quote, the sower of the good seed is the Son of Man. Remember Jesus? He proclaims himself the Son of God and the Son of Man and woman, us. The sower is Jesus. The field is this world, this temporary world. And the good seed, that's you. That's you. You're the good seed. It's a symbol for the children of God, the sons and the daughters of the kingdom. Remember his question? The kingdom. What is the kingdom like? The kingdom of God is like a field. We're in the field, and yes, there are weeds. There's gonna be weeds. Jesus says, I'll tell you what those weeds are. Those are the children of the evil one. That's the word he uses. It's a direct translation. The evil one or the enemy. And those weeds are people of darkness. They don't have light. They aren't able to show light. And here you are living with them. He says the enemy who sows the weeds is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the ages, and the good seed grows to the harvest, shining like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Wow. Pretty simple. I think I could follow that roadmap. I think I don't need my AAA roadmap anymore. Let's close. Discovering God is a journey. I haven't made it yet, folks. Maybe some of you have. I'd like to talk to you after service. A journey may look like a ladder to God. Your journey may be a ladder with a loving God holding it, even as you feel like you're falling off. The disciples on the journey discovered a map to eternity that was weeds and seeds. Another symbol. So where is your God? Where's your God today? Have you discovered your God map? Well, you see, I believe God's there every day. And I believe you're out in the field every day. I believe that field is your church. I believe this place is where we worship and meet. I believe your church is what you do every day out there in the field with the weeds. And I believe you continue, even when weeds grow up in your beautiful life, just be faithful, Jesus says. You good seeds are planted for a harvest. And you're going to screw up. There's going to be sins in your journey. And when the harvest comes, there's a forgiveness. You'll get it on a shaky ladder or you'll get it in the field. But fear not. Let your travels on your journey be peaceful. Let you and your work be fruitful. Let our work together be fruitful. And our call to worship, Don called us out. Surely God is in this place. Surely your discovery leads to hope. Amen.